Hello, courageous children of God. What a blessing to see you again. I'm so excited talking about our church values, and this is faith in action. Let me read out of James 2 verse 20. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? This scripture talks about faith that doesn't have action connected to it is dead faith. And you know, so many Christians ask the wrong question. They say, God, how can I put action to my faith? You see, that my faith is the wrong word to use, because in Galatians 2:20 it says, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And you see, that is the kind of faith that you need that will always propel you to action. So the question is not, how can I put action to my faith? The question is, has God put action to his faith? And what kind of faith lives on the inside of you? You see, God put action to his faith. There in Romans 5 verse 8, it speaks about the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. You see, God didn't wait for you to get everything right before he gave his son. He gave his son in advance, a prepayment, and he did an overpayment for your sin. And God's kind of faith, what he believed about you, propelled him into action. And so he saw you saved, he saw you good, he saw you ready before you even were saved, while you were still an ungodly person. And so that's the kind of faith that lives on the inside of you. The kind of faith that lives inside of you is the kind of faith that sees things in the spirit. It doesn't wait for things to happen. It takes action before things even happen. You know, that is such an propelling effect that God has on your heart. When you start understanding that you can perceive things by the Spirit, you can perceive your financial situation today by the Spirit and act according to what you see in the Spirit. You can see your health today after the Spirit and act according to what you see in the Spirit. Even in Johannesburg the other day, I woke up one morning and I felt sick, and the Lord said to me, just pretend like you are healthy. And I thought, like, what is that? And the Lord said, just get into the Spirit, see your health after the Spirit, and start walking by faith. And soon enough, the Lord did a supernatural miracle. While I was praying for another lady, suddenly my body got healed. You see, I had to walk to where my healing was. And so I put action to my faith, but I depended on the faith of God that is on the inside of me and not on human faith. Today, my friend, depend on God's faith. He has abundantly placed faith on the inside of you. You have a courageous faith on the inside of you. What action does that faith contain? That is the question. Not what action does my faith contain. No, what kind of faith has God placed on the inside of you? Enjoy the faith of God. It's in there, and just live by that kind of faith. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.